This is Tim from J&T Unsolved. Thank you guys so much for coming back for season 4. If you can, go over to votenappies.com and vote for us for best local podcast on the Gulf Coast. That is VOTENAPPIES.com.
We're on season what I thought was 3, but you have just informed me that this is season 4.
I may be part 2 of season 3.
No, we're going to make it right. It's part 69, season 69, subsection 69, paragraph 69.
But we are still on brand after fucking 4 months of being off.
And you already cussed. You said 2 minutes. 2 minutes you can't cuss and you already cussed.
I didn't cuss.
Yeah, you did. You said the F word. Run it back, homeboy.
I said we are 4 months.
No, you said effing.
Did I?
Yeah, I told you it was going to slip.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Here we go. Let's start it over.
Okay.
Welcome to season 69, part 69, subsection 69, paragraph 420. I'm Josh.
I'm Deb.
It's really season 4. So, I don't know if you know, but when I used to live in the other city, all of our like sister cities around here, you know, have like voices of city pages.
Yes.
For like people to, I mean, honestly, to say and do whatever, really. It's never really planned what's going to get posted in those groups. But my city didn't have one. And I thought it was kind of weird because I wanted like yard sales to go to or like if my dog went missing. So we made one. It was like a slow go. It was like a few hundred people for a few years. And then one day we woke up and it was like 4,000 and then it was 8,000. And now it's almost 9,000. A couple weeks ago, some dude in there, his name rhymes with Bonner Bushing, but that's not his real name. he got really mad because some
Gunner
woman was
Bushing.
Yeah, Goner Gushing, Goner Dushing, Bonner Fushing. He got really mad because some woman posted in the group of her business. She was basically selling it. It's like one of those nutrition teas. You know, they're supposed to like be healthy, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never bought them. She's selling the business, and it's in the city. So she was letting people know, if you want to buy the business is for sale, whatever. And he just went on a full-blown rampage, telling her how she's a scam artist, and she needs to suck it up and eat the failed business that she started, because she should have known that nutritionist teas business was never going to work, and all this other crap, blah, 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 whatever. He's just basically accusing her of being a failed business and trying to like pawn her failed business off on another unsuspecting potential entrepreneur. It was all like, honestly, unsolicited. He had no like fact base to point to it other than just his opinion. And it was just like a whole argument in the comment thread. And eventually we like started like deleting his comments and stuff. And he got really mad because it's supposed to be voices of uncensored. And we try to do that. As best as we can. You know, I can't leave everything up there because then eventually they'll shut down the page. Because you know how the book face is. They don't like that. And then he started to get really mad at us and he started sending us messages. And then his messages were like all over the wall. Like he was like having a conversation with me about her failed business. And then he was in the middle of also having a conversation with me about like how the world is corrupt and everything's a pyramid scheme. And he's not wrong. I know, but he's on this like higher level of thinking and how he knows so much about businesses because he says, quote, I went to business school for 3.5 years, which tells me I failed business school, which means nothing.
Yeah, if you don't finish business school, you failed business school.
Yeah, it's so and he's like 25. Easy. If you went for 3.5 years... And you're 25, there's 5 years of no education right there. And then this, when he started talking about this higher level of thinking and how he tries to like, I don't know, he ain't seen grass in a while, but he's a tree hugger. I can tell you that much. He sends me this video and he calls it a book that he wrote. If you ever ask me, books have words.
Correct. Unless it's a children's picture book.
Yes, and this ain't children's because some of it I don't understand. Some of it kind of makes sense, like if we try to really dissect the pictures. But that's what we're here to do today. Me and you're going to try to dissect these pictures.
Okay.
And he calls it the story of everything.
All right, so story of everything. It is extremely overexposed because he has a lamp pointed down at it.
Yeah, it's really hard to see.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
This is what we deal with in our town, you know?
Is this the one that you live in currently or your old town?
No, the old town. I still run the page. They don't like that neither. Before we start the video, they have a real strong opinion about that. And so I use that to my advantage to be a troll on the page.
Heavily. Because they can't do anything because you owed it?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's so funny.
It's the funniest thing. Okay. So, I guess this is on YouTube, isn't it?
It has the... it has the format to say that it is, but I've never tried to, like, go to his page to click the link to see if it takes me to YouTube.
Okay, hold on. I will figure out how... I guess I can download this and put it on YouTube, or not. I won't put it on YouTube. Fuck that. I'll put it in... I guess I'll just post it to all the socials.
Yeah, if we put it on YouTube, it'll try to get us for, like, copyright infringement. He'd be like, here's my exact pamphlet that I wrote it on. Like... He didn't even put it in one of them cool books with like the black and white checker that we used to get in school, the notebook things, you know?
See, this is why we need to start doing video.
I mean, to an extent.
Yeah. But, okay, so we're going to watch this, and I guess we'll just talk our way through it, and then for everyone that is listening, it will be up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's all of them, right?
Yeah, after the first three pages, you can press pause and we can dissect those.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I will full screen it. Can you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will hit play and here we go. The story of everything. All right, lines pointing at a dot, little tiny dot with dots around it.
All right, press pause. I mean, literally, what the hell does that mean? Like, what does the dot and his lines point at it? Is it?
Hold on.
Is there multiple gods and they're like, this is going to be Earth day one?
Is
and we're going to run like, around it.
Is it like the Big Bang or whatever?
It could be, but why is it the Big Bang have everything going into it first? That would be the big
Bang.
You know, that would be the great shrinking.
I'll have to look it back up. I believe the Big Bang started with a bunch of particles like coming together and then made an explosion.
Well,
so that's like what he is referring to.
It all looked like that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hit play. Is there anything else? Do you have anything else to add before I hit play?
No. It looks like Ring Around the Rosie right now.
Yeah.
And then we're getting into what's potentially Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
Hurricane Michael?
Maybe.
All right. This is what I don't understand, because we went from circles and then...
lines.
Yeah.
In different directions, and you can see different strokes.
Yeah.
You know, coming from top left to bottom left, top right.
How's there 4.5 minutes of this shit?
Oh, God, man, there's pictures. And I ain't even seen all of them.
All right, 69.
69. Bigger 69s. cinnamon rolls.
Avatar, The Last Airbender. Naruto.
Or I'm going to go with cinnamon rolls for the fat people in the me. More of them. This is where it gets to be like that famous painting by Van Gogh, Starry Night.
But what does it mean? I see an 8 and I see some 69s. I don't even know.
A story of everything starts out as a story of absolutely nothing.
Those look like some titties.
It's a never ending story of nothing. The bottom right has
this
a face.
This right here. Can you see my mouse moving?
It has a face.
Yes.
With no eyeballs.
Yes.
You know why I don't have eyeballs? Because it doesn't want to see this shit. But here we are. Stuff.
He's going so fucking hard. He's bleeding through these pages.
Yeah, and he basically started over with the Big Bang, but bigger. So it's the second bang.
Okay. Round two. All right, cool. Now I see a sun.
Yeah, and how many planets? Right? 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9.
See, Pluto's not a planet.
No, it's a dwarf planet.
And he fucked up. This is the story of what used to be everything back in 1996.
And you wanted to change our name because right now we are looking at the unsolved because this is the unsolved. What the fuck he is doing.
I don't know. He's not normal.
Oh, we're getting better at drawing.
Now he's got 8. See, I guess this is after they learn that Pluto is not a planet.
Yeah, maybe that's Jupiter because it's a giant gas planet. I don't know. All right.
Wait, go back. All right. Next one.
Bro, you should have just done this as a slideshow.
See, and now there's 9 again. Why is there 9 again? He forgot one. He messed up.
Or he added one. Is that what you're trying to say?
I guess he was like, you know what? Pluto is a planet. And I'm only going to give him props on that one because I still think it too. I understand why, but I still think it too.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think it or you don't understand it?
Oh, I understand why they thought it was a planet and now why it's no longer considered a planet.
Yeah, but in my opinion, because it was a planet when I was a kid.
It is a giant asteroid that orbits the solar system. That's all it is. It's an ice fucking... It's an asteroid covered in ice because it's so fucking far away.
But it has roundness. It just hasn't cleared its orbit yet. Like, there's still so much big stuff in it.
Yes.
In its orbit that it hasn't cleared it. They can't call it a planet. But in my opinion, it's a planet.
All right.
See, this is what I don't get. I did see this. So I don't know what it means. Are we there? Is that us? Is that sperm cells?
Yeah. That.
And what's hanging from the tree? You saw it. You saw it. This dude's a racist.
Why has he got to be black?
I swear, he could use a different color of ink.
Red, blue, orange.
Like, are these people standing on the ground or are they watching the solar system? Because that's a totally different viewpoint.
It's flying spaghetti monster looking shit. All
yeah, right, there's another going? Dude who's like, I'm gonna catch you. Oh, there's more people. Jesus.
Alright, now we're back to what okay, that's sperm cells going into eggs.
Or it's Ports. The Chinese on their mountaintops. We don't know. You know where the Chinese, they have mountains and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Chinese people
on the mountains. Oh my god, okay.
They're building the wall. The wall that Donald Trump should have built.
We're going to keep going on that one. Oh, looky there. Now we got some fucking dinosaurs.
Is that dinosaur seat? What? But what are those?
Or is that mushroom clouds?
That's the mushrooms that he took before he drew the
right? Oh, when see, because all of these look like mushroom clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And then this looks like my 4 or 5 year old trying to draw a T-Rex.
Yeah, it looks like a hand puppet.
It does.
And it sucks. The mitochondria is a powerhouse of the cell.
That's basically what in the flying fuck am I looking at?
I told you it's gonna be good. See up here, it looks like a kitty coming out of a tree hole.
Yes, or a hobbit coming out of a hobbit hole, whatever you want to interpret it as.
Looks like tree people from like Minecraft being pulled by the mitochondria. I don't know.
All right, so we went from this could be the Big Bang to this guy has drawn the entire Silmarillion chapter 1.
He's drawing it in the format of Egyptian hieroglyphics.
That no one understands because no one was alive back there to actually learn them.
Yeah, and he's doing it from top bottom and what seems to be from right to left.
I'm fucking confused.
It's the story of everything.
So if we start this way and come down here, now we got arrows coming this way, but now we got arrows going different directions. And then coming down.
And then we have people with whips being pulled by a 16-legged, three-headed creature. Or multiple chickens. I don't know.
And you know this person?
No, I don't know him. I just had an interaction with him.
Human centipede?
Human centipede.
That's the ugliest animal I've ever seen. Is that like a pet three-legged sea turtle with a duck head?
Yeah, what is...
He got muscles. He got muscles on his muscles.
Was he on acid when he did this?
I don't know, dog. He's a peculiar man. You know,
you said he was a hippie. He dropped so much acid and did shrooms, and this is what he came out of. You know the people
that when you see them when they're like 16 to 19 and they have baby fat and they just kind of have that baby face, baby fat look?
Yeah.
He had that at 22 to 25.
Oh my God. Does he look like his mom's basement?
He looks like he would do that. And he would also go to a building occupied by people with metal things that launch other metal things. Yeah.
All right. I can't even decipher any of this.
It's Batman. Aliens abducting people with Batman on top.
Yeah, I could see that.
Big Sasquatch got shot. He was the last one. And then
dragged him. We're going sideways with this shit.
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
Oh, press pause. This is where it gets good. Look at his pants.
He's Auburn.
Auburn fan.
I've noticed that for like the last a minute, 37 seconds.
This is what I noticed.
We've only made it a minute and a quarter into this fucking thing.
And we're more confused than when we started.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets it's weird.
Is this Kermit the Frog sad in a rainstorm?
It's more like, you remember Zelda?
Yes.
The big brown creatures in the mountaintops that you're doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Now his head is on his stomach, so he's looking down to me. Snorlax.
I was thinking Golem.
Oh, I guess so. So they have swords and machetes. They're pulling giant things and they're riding them. That's, I don't know. I do fight something.
I'm so fucking confused. I'm still confused. It's not getting better.
No, it's not.
It's getting way worse.
Hey, super, press pause.
Is this guy... Hold on. I will stop this right... Is he mentally ill?
He might not be normal.
Hold on. Does he have autism?
I wouldn't say that this is an autism thing, because my little brother is not like this.
Okay.
I'll send you his package. You can look him up in a minute.
The more fucked up thing is my 3-year-old daughter draws better than this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's not drawing better, this is what her shit looks like on a bad day.
Here, I'm going to send you a picture of what he looks like.
Oh, my God.
And he looks totally normal.
That bit
I almost
does.
Sent it to him. That would have been creepy. I'd have to explain that one.
What are you sending it on?
To the book of the faces. Hey,
Okay, no, he's a pilot. No, he doesn't have any of that.
Oh, no, he's not a pilot. He's just standing near a plane.
He's standing near a plane. He can't fly a plane?
Probably not. He went to 3.5 years of freaking business school. He didn't say nothing about flight school.
Well, I mean, anyone can go to flight school.
He didn't go. There's no chance.
I have enough hours on flight sim. I could fucking probably ace a flight school test.
He's different than a 14-year-old boy who goes to a car show and stands next to a Lamborghini and talks about, my daddy bought me this. No.
Yeah. Okay.
When he was talking to me before he started back, when he was chatting with me, he got really mad because we banned him from the group. And we only banned him from the group because he blocked
one of the moderators. Can you get a hold of this motherfucker and have him come on and explain this to us?
I mean, yeah, I can, actually.
That would be so much better than trying to fucking decipher this.
It would boost his ego extremely, though.
That's fine, because we can fucking shut that down so quick.
We can do this another day, but we're going to finish this video on this
episode. No. I'm good with finishing it and then doing our next couple episodes. Yeah. But I'm saying in like a month or two.
Yeah, I know. No fucking
hard. Let's fucking get this scheduled and ready to go.
We banned him from the group, and you know, he may hear this episode and get really mad and not want
to. I don't care. I mean, that's why I'm offering him to come on, so we can fucking understand what we're looking at.
But he got really mad that we banned him from the group, but we banned him because he blocked one of the moderators. And that's against the rules, because if the moderator can't see him, they can't moderate. And so we banned him, and he didn't like that. And he was saying that she was like real unprofessional and whatever. And I was, that's, which is not totally true, because I'm the one who's actually the smart ass in the group. Like, somebody will be like, what's happening on Fire Road? And I'm like, I just got off the phone with the police. They said, mind your own fucking business, you know? That's what I comment on their post. And it says admin, or it says like creator of group, whatever the fuck, you know, you get the little badge. And so they see that and they probably don't respect me, but they never block me. They block the other girl, the one who's actually polite.
Yeah.
And I just think it's funny. But he sent me this and was like, I'm pretty sure, based on your intellect, you can understand it. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. I don't understand crazy, but here we are.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, see if you can get a hold of him.
Yeah. And whenever we banned him, and I told him we could never let him back in the group because he wasn't going to unblock the girl, he said, just there's going to be a pause here of a little bit of potential silence. But this is when I knew how fucking stupid he was. He said, quote, I'm gonna get into it. It was the funniest fucking thing. It was so funny. If it ain't in here, I'm gonna be super pissed. Play the video. I'm gonna find it and then we'll pause.
Alright. Alright, we're still looking at 4-year-old's drawings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here it is.
What in the... Alright, I'm pausing. What the fuck am I looking at?
His message to me, the opener, was, you censor me in a group titled Voices Uncensored. And I said, she muted you because your first post was speculation with no proof other than speculation. So she said, can I mute him? I said, how long? She said, 28 days. I said, 24 hours seems more fun. His reply was, I suggest you read Animal Farm by George Orwell. Joke's on him, I don't read. Then he said, I never wanted to do this, but your lack of altruistic action against a censoring, criticizing moderator in an uncensored group has forced my hand. I must start a new group, truly uncensored. Like, he said it like this is like a video game, or like this is like real world and this matters. And I was like, fine, start your group. And if you get more people in the group, we'll delete ours. Good luck. And then he proceeded to send me this. So here we are.
What? So, hold on. This is about, this page right here is about y'all censoring him.
This is like about the way the world works, and I guess the censoring has to do with it. I don't know, dude.
I'm so okay. We are halfway through this.
Somebody made a U-turn in the man's yard one time, and it turned into death threats. Okay, that happened on the group.
Why is this even an episode?
Because we get crazies.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay.
It's something to talk about. I know it's burning your brain. I know it is. It's just,
I'm so fucking confused.
Oh, okay. You can draw a Mardi Gras down the bottom left if you see that.
I see that. Thank you. Oh my God. Okay. First off, anyone that reads George Orwell is fucking psychotic, because I tried to read 1984 like 2 months ago. It is the most boring fucking thing I have ever tried to read.
I've never heard of him.
He wrote 1984. Animal Farm is another one of those books on my list that I'm not ever going to read, just because 1984 was a pile of dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's fucking dumb.
If you would like, I could start dissecting the crazies in the city. I'm like getting them on. Like, it's so easy.
Then do it.
There's so many.
It gives us content. I'm okay with it.
Eventually, they're going to be on to me and they're going to talk to the other crazy friends. I'm like, hey, he's just using us.
Fuck.
Let's kick his ass, see, bass. Like, oh, great. Now they're all after me. Grab your
They're going to show up at our kids' soccer game, and then we're going to be like, oh, all right, let's throw down.
There'll be pitchforks and torches coming after my ass in another town.
Well, luckily we don't play soccer up there.
No doubt.
All right, continuing on.
Okay. So, they got a man on a table and some scissors and stuff. So it's like dissection, but they're like laughing with sharp teeth. So I don't know what it means.
Is he the one on the table?
He could be.
And
maybe he had a bad experience at the dentist. They pulled his teeth out.
I'm just gonna keep going. I'm not even pausing it anymore.
He's unless really we actually on have his to for a while, you know. Like, here we are.
Okay, hold on. This looks like that fucking creepy ass like huggy wuggy bullshit.
Like the girl face, the face of the woman that was.
No, there's like a it's some big ass blue monster fucking thing that is on all of kids' YouTube. Oh, and this is what that looks like. I'll send it to you later.
Mm-hmm. He really used a lot of ink on this page.
Like, yeah, he ran out of fucking Sharpie. Oh, we have new colors.
Yeah, oh so my god. Sad because there's blue amoeba from it's a tornado.
Yes.
On a farm, animal farm. The sun is pooping. It's farting. You see, it's a fart cloud. There's a sad sun near that sun.
There's Batman. I know it is, son.
Yeah, it's what it looks like. Cartman. The amoeba from South Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
And unfinished game of tic-tac-toe.
That's like 1,000 games of tic-tac-toe. There's an eye.
The all-seeing eyeball.
Now we have new colors. Okay, now pause. What in the fuck? All right, I see satellite.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It makes sense. What does it mean?
Don't know.
What does it
mean? I'm so glad this video is almost over. I'm glad this episode is almost over now.
You just can't wait to hear what he has to say about it.
I need to know.
What's going to bother me the most is he's going to try to make it seem like we should know what it means, you know? And if we don't understand, then we're just not intelligent enough, which is not true. It means he's...
Bro, if you want me... Okay, there's DNA. Anywho, if you want me to understand what you're saying, I need actual fucking pictures, not...
Or words.
Like, or words. Or just fucking say it. Like, this is stupid. That looks... Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Him moving it.
That face is on the left is the picture from The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's one of the little boys.
We're going to get Santa Claus. Da, 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 da.
Bye. So he put his name on it.
Dumbass. Okay, I'm so glad. Okay, no, I'm glad that's over. That was. We just spent fucking 20 minutes watching this video. 4-minute video that we spent 20 minutes on.
And you have learned what?
I have learned. I want to go blow my brains out for trying to decipher that.
Ain't that bad. Don't give him that power.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
Honey, I told you, dude. I said this video is going to be super weird. Dude, don't make no sense.
Zero. No sense.
It honestly didn't even make me feel dumber about looking at it. Like, it made me feel smarter because I was like glad I never did anything like that as a kid.
I could. That's like something where, I don't know, my 9-year-old who's just like trying to draw shit that is in his imagination, he's just sitting down drawing it. And then he's just flipping through pages and drawing just bullshit. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I have no idea what I was doing. I was just getting shit out of my head.
Yep.
But that is the story of nothing.
No, basically. And from this, we say, I'm glad I wasted your time.
Fuck you. Oh my god. Okay. Well, yes, let's see if we can have him on so he can explain this to us.
Give me a few months. I don't even know if I'm on anymore.
That's fine. I don't care. Or I will reach out to him. And I will politely ask him.
Oh, yeah, you should probably reach out to him so he doesn't know that it's me.
Got you. Hold on. If I can get him to come on.
My name's not going to be Josh. It's going to be John. John and Tim on Zoom for that day.
That's fine. Hold on. Now, listen.
Not today.
Can I do a one-on-one with him?
Oh, hell yeah. I don't care.
But I want you in the background, right? I want you recording every single fucking thought. He's not going to hear you, but I will.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you want to be over here so that way I can still pick you up on audio?
Yeah,
but it won't transmit.
I said, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. You heard me.
I did not.
Yeah. Are we boys?
No, we're not. No, I'm getting to the bottom of what the fuck I just watched.
You
are. I'm a curious individual.
Honestly, that was quality right there. Entertainment. I can tell you that much.
It was not. I feel sorry for everyone that is actually going to listen to this.
I don't. I want them to enjoy it. You know, I don't want to be like, wow, at least I'm not the craziest person in America. I'm glad. You know, it boosts
at least our content is entertaining compared to that.
I would hope so.
Me too.
Watch someone comment like, his shit was better. I'm like, fuck you. So, with that, I yield back.
You yield back. So, all right. So, we're going to get this guy. And then it's next week. We have joined Mobile Area Paranormal Society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, we'll talk about that. And that's all we got this week.
Good night and good fight.
Yeah.
Keep your booty all tight.